Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Jackie Orania, personal log, outgoing message, October 26th, 2047.
Earth has never looked more beautiful to me. Or so far away now, it's only a bright blue speck on the horizon. From here, you can't see all the problems of humanity. No war. No poverty, no singularity, no bullshit. Just pure blue. And ahead of us lies the red planet, growing slowly larger in my window. The unknown has never looked this beautiful. I know it's only been 2 days since I last messaged you, but Katie pinged me. It's been ages since we last talked, but it was good to hear her voice. I know we didn't part on the best terms, but I think we're gonna get together once I get back. Maybe we can still work things out. That's my cue to sign off. One more systems check and then the big sleep until Marsfall. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for everything you've done to support me. If something goes wrong, let my last words be, I love you.
End personal log.
I'm up! What happened?
I don't know. We landed on the surface, but something went wrong. Several systems shut down. I blacked out.
You blacked out?
Yeah, my optics are still down.
Melissa's pod is empty. Dr. Juarez? Hector, wake up!
The pod doors won't release.
Why not?
Commander, habitation is losing atmospheric pressure.
The door's jammed!
The tower isn't locked down and the circuitry is fried. I can't override it.
How do I get out of here?
Can you fit through the ventilation shaft?
Maybe, but it's sealed too. Hold on.
There's an emergency release valve just inside the vent. Jackie, is everything okay?
I tried to bash it open using a computer monitor, but it didn't work. Although, is this what you look like on the inside?
Commander, focus. I know the sleep effects take some time to wear off, but you have to get to habitation.
Right. Sorry.
Flip the release valve inside the vent.
The vent's open. There's a lot of hot air coming out.
The generator is running at maximum output. All ventilation ducts are releasing the excess heat.
Will it cook me?
Only if you're in there for more than a minute.
Then I'll move quick. It's like a sauna in here.
When you're out the other side, flip the quarantine override to unlock the door. Do you remember the code?
Yes.
Good. Jackie. Jackie? Come on, please!
It worked.
Excellent.
I'm heading to habitation.
Hold on, I'm getting a distress signal from Lieutenant Walker. There's a fire on the barracks.
I'm on it. And what's happening with her? Andy?
I'm sorry, but she's not responding.
Shit! There's a lot of smoke coming from Quadrant 3!
The barracks is completely unresponsive, even with the quarantine override. I can't control the door.
It's because she's already jammed it open. Melissa? Hey! Lieutenant Walker, get up!
Kyla Levy from Medical, Pinky. They're headed this way.
Her foot's caught in the door! It's too hot!
Can you find leverage to wedge it open further? A pipe, a beam, anything strong you can pick up?
Got it! Lieutenant Walker! Melissa! Get up!
Commander Orania!
Chip! Help me get her back from the door! Anyone else in here?
Get back!
I overrode the circuit control. Emergency systems are back online.
Commander, you have to come to habitation.
But the soldiers!
The pods will release once the fire is extinguished. If they're still alive, they'll be okay for the moment.
If they're still alive?
Please, Commander. It's a shit show in habitation. You better come quick.
Will Lieutenant Walker be okay?
Her vitals are low but stable. Miss Levy is less than a minute away. I'll tell her to start a pro-drip immediately.
Keep me posted. And let me know right away if anyone else comes out of the barracks. What's happening with habitation?
It's not good.
You can say that again.
It's not good.
Shit! Now Andy's malfunctioning.
No, I was trying to be funny.
Try again.
It's not good.
Not now, Andy! Just tell me what happened.
Complete atmospheric failure in habitation triggered the lockdown.
A few people got out, but almost everyone's still trapped inside their pods.
They'll be out of air in less than a minute.
There's a kid in here! Help me get this pod open!
Stand back! Fuck! It won't break!
Andy, you have to do something! They're dying!
I don't know what to do. I can't override the locks.
The doors won't open!
No, my God! Please don't die!
Commander, habitation pressure is failing. The artificial atmosphere is depleting.
Major Flint, give me a hand!
Commander, it's too late!
No!
Yes, Jackie, I know you can hear me.
He's not breathing!
They're dead!
No! I'm not stopping till these pods open!
Force a reboot, Commander. It should reset the atmosphere and end the lockdown.
While we're in here?
Reboot will take 23 seconds. All environmental controls will cease during that time.
Andy doesn't come back online, we'll all die.
Trust me, Commander. It's the only way to release the pods.
Andy, shut down the power to habitation.
Shutting down habitation.
Protocol 9-12 in effect.
God, I hope this works. Children are dying.
We'll get the pods open.
He was looking at me through the window.
All we can do now is wait. Breathe with me. Breathe.
Systems online.
Go, get him out of there.
Everyone, check your nearest pod. Help whoever you can.
Jackie, you have to leave them.
I can't leave, not now.
There's nothing more you can do here. Those who have died are already dead.
I can still help.
Focus, Commander.
I am focused.
I'm receiving another distress call from the monastery.
Send one of the captains.
They're still in the barracks.
Then send someone else from High Command.
There is no one else, Jackie. You're the only one showing vitals.
Can you send a medic?
Miss Levy is taking Lieutenant Walker to Medbay. No other medics are responding.
Okay, I'm going. Chip. With me.
What happened at the monastery?
The greenhouse was breached, releasing methane into the localized ventilation system. The damaged vent leaked gas into the monastery.
What about the chaplains?
The methane is already mixed with the stasis atmosphere. I'm sorry, but there is no way they could have survived.
Damn it! Is the gas leaking into the colony?
No, it's presently confined to the monastery. But without ventilation, the entire colony could turn into a tinderbox at any moment.
So either this whole colony is going to suffocate from poison gas or explode in a fireball?
It seems that way, yes.
Great.
We need to vent the gas!
If we clear the monastery through the fans, pulling everything through the ventilation system, we're all dead.
We could widen the breach.
What do you mean?
We can't blow the hatch on the greenhouse to vent the gas, or we risk losing all our crops to the elements. However, if you can widen the breach in the monastery only, creating a hole to the outside, I can depressurize the room, forcing the air out through the hole.
It's already a big hole. I don't think it would take much.
After I vent the room, you can seal the breach and we can repressurize the atmosphere throughout this sector. The only thing is, without my optics, I don't know what's outside. Once we break through the wall, the monastery will be completely exposed.
Better the monastery than the greenhouse. If it'll work, we have to do it. Chip, can you get the saw?
I thought we were trying not to blow everyone up.
The saw will spark, cutting through metal.
What about the shears?
They can rip through the wall?
They were originally designed to cut steel, so yeah, more than capable. Suit up, meet me at the door in 5 minutes.
You got it.
Will this work, Andy?
I honestly think so.
This is all happening so fast.
You're doing great.
Getting the feet on is always such a pain in the ass.
One problem at a time.
Yeah.
Commander, I finished decoding a message we received from Earth.
Just now?
I decoded it just now, but it was sent a while back.
And?
Well, it doesn't sound good.
Play it for me.
Yes, Commander.
Is there any way to improve the quality?
Not any further. It's deteriorated.
How old is it?
I'm not sure. There's no date. The end of the message is the only part I can salvage.
Okay, satellite imagery shows the Corona World Lab solar system in 3D. Onboard computers from Martian-bound vessels are expected to be in stasis for 2 years to ensure the safety of the colonists. As the virus generations on Earth, all interplanetary communication will cease during the time. We will assess the damage and reboot systems. When you awaken from stasis, please contact Earth immediately. An emergency...
Did you contact Earth?
Of course, but there's no signal I can connect to. There's a huge amount of interference.
Damn it!
We don't have any cached messages either. I'm not even sure who this message came from, let alone when.
It couldn't have been too long ago. We were going into stasis. Maybe we held in orbit for a while?
Maybe.
Hey, you ready to tear this station a new asshole?
Is that really appropriate right now?
We're cutting a hole through a wall to expel methane, and you expect me not to make that joke?
Charming.
Disasters bring out the best in me.
Let's just seal this up already. Comm check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I read ya.
Let's do this.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I'm sorry, but I can't override the automated announcements. What if I fall asleep at the wheel?
Do you sleep?
Only for fun. Just give it one more and... done.
So this is the monastery.
I've never been in here before. It's beautiful.
How many chaplains came with us?
7.
Shit.
I don't think they ever woke up. They still look like they're in stasis. It's eerie.
Everyone's gotta go sometime, right? At least they didn't have to suffer first.
I guess.
Do you see the breach?
Yes. Over by the fountain.
It looks like something hit the side of us really hard. There's a massive dent.
I'm gonna start cutting.
Is it working?
Sort of.
Go slow.
Air's starting to move through the tear. I can see some of it outside. Holy shit, are those trees?
That can't be right.
Unless we've been in stasis for at least 10 years. That's when the floor is supposed to be ready for the regolith.
Regolith?
Martian soil.
Oh, shit, that's definitely not good.
One problem at a time.
I'll get a light.
Done. Shine it through.
What do you see?
There's definitely trees out there.
Let me see. Wow. Is that a fern?
It's purple.
It would be! The first farmers used retinol instead of chlorophyll in their bioengineering!
Sticky.
Don't touch it! We don't know what it is!
You said it's a fern with retinol instead of chlorophyll!
Don't be stupid! There are so many things it could be. Didn't you read the terraformation breakdown in the mission plan?
Oh yeah! Several times. What? I'm sorry I didn't read about every detail of this damn planet. Besides, I have my suit on.
Hey! The pressure is equalizing, but the breach is wreaking havoc on the artificial gravity generators. We need to seal it quickly.
Andy, vent the room.
Both of you hold on to something.
Secure!
We're good.
Depressurizing now.
Are we good?
Yes.
All right, I'll patch the hole.
Are the rovers ready to go out?
What, now?
I mean, how quickly could we have them ready for exploration?
I have no idea. Assuming they're in prime condition, it would still take 3 hours to perform a systems check.
Right.
Patched and dried.
Artificial gravity is resuming balance.
Good. Chip, once we're back inside, I want you to head down to engineering and see how quickly we can get the rover out.
You want to go out now? No. No way, I just woke up.
That's an order from your high commander.
All right.
Structural integrity is now secure. Repressurizing. Stabilizing atmosphere.
All set. You can take off your helmets. We'll still need to replace the entire west panel, but for now, you can breathe safely.
Where are you going?
Down to engineering, Commander.
Oh, right. Hey, Chip. Thank you.
Be careful right now, Jackie. Everyone that's still here has been through a lot.
Don't you think I know that?
Yes, but I just wanted to remind you.
Thanks for the reminder.
Habitation is secure. The lockdown is over. Unfortunately, casualties are staggering.
What else?
Several soldiers survived the barracks fire, and they are helping the civilians in habitation. I can also hear Ani Mateo preaching.
You still can't see, huh?
No. My visual cortex was severed.
Is there anything I can do to restore it?
The only way is to patch the wire manually, but the cut is external. The line breaks somewhere outside the cafeteria.
And what would I need to patch the line?
Just some electrical tape.
That's it?
And courage, but you're overflowing with that, Commander.
Thank you. I'll head to the cafeteria now. Lifeline secure.
Something is causing massive interference with our general communication lines. I'm hoping you can see if there's anything else awry when repairing the optics cable.
Like you said, one problem at a time. I'm in the airlock.
Once you're steady, I'll deactivate the artificial gravity.
Do it!
Deactivated. Watch your step.
Do you have any external readings?
None, unfortunately. Without the optics line, I can't receive any information from outside the colony.
Into the unknown, then. Andy, open the airlock.
Depressurizing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you see anything?
Barely. My lights can't cut through this fog.
Fog?
Yeah. There's a thick fog everywhere. Can you read the external temperature of my suit?
9 degrees Celsius. Far warmer than it should be for night, which would explain the fog.
Fog. On Mars.
11 meters southwest, you'll find a grounding station. Once you get there, we can locate the tear in the cable.
Okay.
I'm proud of you, Jackie. You've come this far. Savor your first step on this planet.
I'll do my best to enjoy the moment. I'm still alive, and I'm on Mars! Fuck you, outer space!
Eloquently put.
Thanks. I actually did write a speech for this moment, but after everything that happened, I figured this was more appropriate.
Most certainly.
My hands on the eastern wall, counting my steps as I go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How is it out there?
7. It's windy. Hold on. 11, 12.
You should be there now.
13. Got it! The panel's covered in vines. Looks like the cable was severed near Module 9. That's not far from here.
If you follow the ground cable, it will take you to the module. Can you see it?
Hold on. Yeah! I've got the cable!
Walk slowly.
Believe me, I am. I can't see anything.
Are you scared?
Yes.
Why?
Why? I don't know, Andy. Maybe because I'm walking across the surface of an alien planet in pitch black darkness with only a flimsy cable to hold on to.
I'm sorry. It's just, I don't think I've ever been scared. I may not be outfitted with that emotion.
Oh.
What does it feel like?
Being scared?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't really know how to describe it, but I guess it's kind of like being blind, even though you can see clearly. It's a feeling of knowing everything around you, and yet deep down inside, you still feel something's wrong, and something bad will happen in the future, something worse than anything that you can imagine.
Haven't we already been through the worst that can happen?
Maybe. And that's what makes this so much scarier.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm at the module now. Yeah, the casing split. I never thought I'd say this, but a tree knocked out the line.
A Martian tree?
I'm gonna tape up the break now. Can you see anything yet?
No, nothing yet.
How about now? Andy? Andy? Are you there? Is anyone there?
Commander, it worked. I can see. Thank you.
Oh, great. You're welcome.
The atmosphere interference is still wreaking havoc on my functions, but this helps so much.
Good. I'm glad.
You sound worried. Is everything okay?
No, it's just good to hear your voice. I didn't want to be alone.
Don't worry, Jackie. You'll never be alone.
Thanks, Andy.
I'm finally getting a look around, and wow, you're standing in the middle of a jungle.
I am?
Yes. ferns, fungi, bushes. There's a giant canopy overhead.
Must be why it's so dark.
Definitely. You should come back inside. Kyla's pinging you from medbay.
You can't put her through?
No. For some reason, any transmissions going outside of the colony won't connect. I'll add that to the list of problems to solve.
Must be some list. Tell her I'm coming back inside.
I did.
So why can I still hear you, though?
I'm speaking through the neural lace. I'm hardwired into every suit and every wall of this colony.
Nice to know you're always around.
I told you, you will never be alone.
You know, the wind rustling through the trees? It almost sounds like home. It hasn't even been one soul here, and I already miss Earth.
Being homesick is understandable at this point.
Hey, look! The fog's clearing a bit.
It's almost sunrise.
Wow, I had no idea what time it was. I'm back at the airlock.
I see you. Come on in.
Still haven't gotten used to that. I know it's a small difference, but now I feel like I weigh 500 pounds.
Commander Arania, how are you?
Fine. I just had to restore Andy's optics, so now he's fully functional.
Affirmative.
How is everyone else?
Stable. The ones who are still alive, at least. I've done what I can, but there are some people in critical condition that aren't going to make it.
Thank you for everything you've done so far.
Of course. It's part of the job. If you could come with me to Med Bay, I need to examine you.
Now?
You just got back from the surface. We screen everyone who returns from outside during the first 30 days, right?
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Dr...
Levy. But you can just call me Kyla.
Thank you, Kyla.
Commander, there is something I noticed outside that you should be aware of.
What is it?
If I'm seeing it correctly... It's a distress beacon.
Really?
There's too much interference to receive an audio transmission, but I have a visual. 17 kilometers north of us.
We need to get up there!
I already checked with Chip. The buggy is in okay shape. He wanted me to remind you that currently engineering is understaffed and he'll need the full 3 hours to prep it for departure.
Of course.
Are you sure going out immediately is the best plan?
There will be time for morning later. I know I'm on the edge here, but until I can be sure everyone is safe from further harm, or dead people can come back and help the living, I have to focus on the people that are still alive.
Understood.
Commander, your screening?
Let's get this over with. Andy, once I'm done, let's talk in the tower. I want to be out the door as soon as I can.
No problem. Jackie Aranya, personal log, Soul 1, first year.
I don't even know where to begin. Right now I'm a mess. Our communication systems are completely down. We need to make extensive repairs on the monastery, barracks, observatory. Dr. Juarez is dead. Lieutenant Walker is currently dying. I know I'm the commander, but I can't do this on my own. I miss you, Mom. I really hope you and Dad are okay. I can't believe we're here, though. My first Martian sunrise. It is beautiful. The purple ferns glowing in the pale yellow light, trees swaying in the breeze. I never imagined Mars like this. There's so much color and shit, that mushroom's like 5 feet tall. What happened? When are we? God, I don't even know how to date this message. I guess it's One. One, one, one. Gotta start somewhere.
End personal log.
Marsfall is created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Shannon Lovely as Jackie Arania, Dan Lovely as Andy, Sam Bowes-Miller as Chip Heddleston, and Anya Zeiser as Kyla Levy. Written and directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer of Sonic Union. Music composed by Sam Bowes-Miller and Johann Sebastian Bach, and is performed and assembled by Sam Bowes-Miller. This episode was made possible by a donation from Amy Saris. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus mini-series, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.